is leading for in our favor.
Put it like this.
You know, there are certain experiences when it's bitter. Is that an experience? Hallelujah. I'm saying that today, don't miss this day. Hallelujah. Don't allow the enemy to steal from you.
Amen.
The enemy has been fighting throughout the night.
Yes.
He has been planning. Hallelujah. I mean, that you will not receive anything. Hallelujah. But he has failed. Amen. Hallelujah. He has failed already. Hallelujah. He has been kicked out of heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The fact that we are here tonight, this morning, hallelujah, means that the devil has failed. Hallelujah. And the purpose of God's purpose is to be
mighty.
Hallelujah. And we will press on even to the high calling of Christ. Hallelujah. You know, listen, we are sitting here, but there is war in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
There is serious war in heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil wants to take our soul. Hallelujah. These are for me. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us just yield unto the Lord. Hallelujah. He's fighting in our battle. Hallelujah. If you're only thinking about the physical battle, you are very, very limited. You don't know
limited.
Hallelujah. But there is a spiritual battle. The enemy is trying to possess. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he will not be able. Hallelujah. He will be kicked out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, we thank God for today. Amen. We know that the Lord has glorious thing for us. Listen, see, ears have got eyes. Our eyes have got seen. What the Lord has. You know, for us. For the righteous.
For the justice.
Hallelujah. Amen. And we just need to open our hearts to understand. You know, how great is his love for us. The depth of his love. The height.
Niveau.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, I mean, and God is revealing himself this day by Jesus Christ. To all of us. Hallelujah. And today is not an exception. Hallelujah. You know, for me, I'm very, very expectant.
I know,
as I was coming this morning, I said, Lord, I just
lay
my life to you. Lord, I'm coming to you like a clay. Mold me. Make me.
Salangai.
Hallelujah. You know, make me to be like you.
Salangai na koma lupola yo.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And as we have this desire. The scripture says those that are hunger and thirst for righteousness, they shall be filled. It is certain that there is going to be a feeling, the Spirit of God is going to fill us today. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is the time of filling the pot.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah for the miracle of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'll call Brother.
Yeah.
As it comes to sing this song, Kamata Motema Naga.
Yamboita Likape Bazemura.
Kamata Motema
Naga. Take my heart.
Take my heart. All of my heart. Take it completely over.
Noba.
And preserve me from evil. By your grace.
Page
546.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Our Father, we thank you for another opportunity to enter into your presence, to partake of your word, to receive life from you. We ask for an anointing this morning with the spirit of life, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation. Open our eyes today to see. Open our ears to hear. Touch our hearts today to change. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for another wonderful opportunity to enter into the mind of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, ear hath not heard. The natural eyes have not seen. It has not entered into the heart of the natural man. The things that God has prepared for those who love him, those who are prepared to go all the way with him, those who are prepared to leave their own lives behind. Hallelujah. To leave their own lives behind and take the life of God. Hallelujah. God is going on a journey towards a particular destination, and he's inviting us to join him in that journey. There are certain things he has prepared for those who will get to the end. He begins to show us these things at the beginning to encourage our hearts to move on this journey, because this journey will have challenges on the way. Some will go up to a point, they will turn back. But those who persist to the very end, God has a great package for them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God, by his Spirit, is raising up ministries to begin to open up this package to us, so that we can make up our minds to go all the way with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Today we're going to talk about something very serious. Something that agitates God's heart. Something that makes God very angry. Something that provokes God to take certain serious actions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible said that God brought Israel out of Egypt. Brought them through the wilderness. He had a plan to bring them into a land that he had prepared for them. But certain things happened along the way. Some who left Egypt did not enter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the Bible tells us that these things happened for an example to us. We are to learn from their example. Because we also are on the same journey. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to pass through the same experiences. Theirs was a natural journey.
Sorry.
Theirs was a natural journey. Ours is a spiritual journey. But the principles involved, they are all the same. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that we do not make the same mistakes that they made. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We'll start reading from Exodus chapter 32. Praise the name of the Lord. We're going to do quite some reading today. So let's prepare our hearts. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Exodus chapter 32.
Exodus chapter 32.
Praise the Lord. We'll read from verse 1 to verse 8.
Exodus 32, verse 1 to 8.
À partir du premier verset, disant en notre Seigneur Dieu. Le peuple, voyant que Moïse tardait à descendre de la montagne, s'assembla autour d'Aaron et lui dit, alors fais-nous un Dieu qui marche devant nous, car ce Moïse, cet homme qui nous a fait sortir du pays d'Égypte, nous ne savons pas ce qu'il est devenu. Aaron leur dit, ôtez les anneaux d'or qui sont aux oreilles de vos femmes, de vos filles, j'avais mon fils à porter les mots. Et tous ont perdu les anneaux d'or qui étaient à leurs oreilles et ils apportèrent à un. Il les reçut de leurs mains, c'est alors dans un mur et fit un veau en fonte. Et il dit, Israël, voici ton Dieu qui t'a fait sortir de ton Dieu. Lorsque Aaron vit cela, il bâtit un autel devant lui et il s'écria, demain il y aura fête en l'honneur de l'Éternel. De la veille, il s'élevèrent et du bon matin, ils offrirent des holocaustes et des sacrifices d'action de grâce. Le peuple s'assit pour manger et pour boire, puis ils s'élevèrent pour se divertir. L'Éternel dit à Moïse, va, descends, car ton peuple que tu as fait sortir du pays d'Égypte s'est corrompu. Ils se sont fortement écartés de la voie que je leur avais prescrite. Ils se sont fait un veau en fonte, ils se sont prosternés devant lui, ils lui ont offert des sacrifices et ils ont dit, Israël, voici ton Dieu qui t'a fait sortir du pays d'Égypte. L'Éternel dit à Moïse, je vois que ce peuple est un peuple au cours.
8, yes.
Au cours.
Non, ok, stop, verse 8.
Wait,
yeah, okay. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to look at a matter today that God feels very strongly about. And that is the issue of rebellion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to consider the matter of rebellion today. And as we are talking today, I want you to put yourself into this picture. Because God is going to require you to make some decisions and to take a position. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we're going to continue reading from verse 25. Hallelujah. From verse 25 to verse 29.
De 25 à 29.
Exode chapitre 32, ils ont à partir du verset 5. Moïse vit que le peuple était migré au désordre et qu'Aaron l'avait laissé dans ce désordre, exposé à l'opprobre parmi ses ennemis. Moïse se plaça à la porte du temple et dit, à moi ceux qui sont pour l'Éternel, et tous les enfants de Lévi s'assemblèrent auprès de lui. Et il leur dit, ainsi parle l'Éternel, le Dieu d'Israël, que chacun de vous mette son épée au côté, traversez et parcourez vos camps d'une porte à l'autre, et que chacun tue son frère, son parent. Les enfants de Lévi firent ce qu'ordonnait Moïse. Et environ 3000 hommes parmi le peuple périrent dans cette journée. Moïse dit, consacrez-vous aujourd'hui à l'Éternel, même en sacrifiant votre fils et votre frère, afin qu'il vous apporte aujourd'hui une bénédiction. Le lendemain, Moïse dit au peuple, vous avez commis un grand péché. Je vais maintenant monter vers l'Éternel. J'obtiendrai peut-être le pardon de votre péché. Moïse répondra à
okay. Ça va. Okay, praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the message we are going to share today,
message to partager les noms,
if we can put a title to it,
we'll title it
with a question. The question Moses put across to the people of Israel.
Question où est traversé qui cap n'avant à Israël.
In verse 26.
Dans verset 26.
It says, "Who is on the Lord's side?"
Alors dit, ceux qui appartiennent à l'Éternel.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Who is on the Lord's side?
Abiba oyo bazali na côté à Nzambe.
That is the question that God is putting across to you today.
Azuni nani aza na côté à Nzambe yango nde mutuna.
Every man will have to take a position for himself. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now God brought the people of Israel out of Egypt. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He brought them across the Red Sea.
à faire traverser Bango, mer rouge.
Hallelujah. And on the night of that Passover,
na butu ya Pat,
a lamb was slain.
Babomaki anyo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Israel came out of Egypt. A life was given so that Israel will come out of Egypt. And God spoke to the children of
Israel.
He said, your history starts today. Today your program begins. And so for each and every one of us, our life starts as Passover. Yesterday our brother was talking about Passover. That speaks about our being born again. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are born again, you have begun a journey with God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have started a journey. And that journey has a destination. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Moses was a type of Jesus Christ.
Moïse azalaki lolé type, azalaki type lokola Yesu.
Is a type of their Redeemer.
Azalaki type ya rédempteur.
What Moses was to the children of Israel,
oyo Moïse azalaki pona bana Israël.
That is what Jesus Christ is to us today.
Yangonde oyo Moïse Yesu azali pona biso.
The one who brought us out of Egypt.
Oyo abimisi biso libanda na Egypto.
Out of sin.
Libanda na masumu.
Out of the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if we keep following him, he will bring us into the land. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That God has promised us. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So when God brought Israel out of Egypt, he brought them to a place called Sinai to make a covenant with them. For us today, Sinai corresponds to Pentecost, the place where we are baptized in the Holy Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God brought them there to make a covenant with them. So Moses told them, I am going up the mountain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To go and receive a law for you. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together?
Est-ce que ensemble,
eh? And I'm coming back to bring the law to you. And so Moses went up the mountain. Praise the name of the Lord. He was on that mountain for 40 days. And the Bible, 40 represents a testing. A period of testing. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now Jesus, our own Moses, has gone up Mount Zion. He has gone up into the heavens to receive a kingdom for us. He said, after I have received this kingdom, I will return back to you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now this story I'm telling you is our story. It's not just something that happened years ago. It is also something that is happening today and now. So I want you to listen very carefully and see where you fit into this story. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, somewhere in the book of Luke, Luke chapter 19, I want us to turn to the book of Luke before we come back to this story. Praise the name of the Lord. Luke chapter 19.
Luke chapter 19.
Hallelujah. We'll read from verse 11
to verse 14.
Il écoutait ces choses et Jésus ajouta une parabole parce qu'il était près de Jérusalem et qu'on croyait qu'à l'instant le royaume de Dieu allait paraître. Il dit donc, un homme de haute naissance s'en alla dans un pays lointain pour se faire investir de l'autorité royale et revenir ensuite. Il appela 10 de ses serviteurs, leur donna 10 mines et leur dit, faites-les valoir jusqu'à ce que je revienne. Mais ses concitoyens le haïssaient et ils envoyèrent une ambassade après lui pour dire, nous ne voulons pas que cet homme règne sur nous.
Hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah. Mm. Now, Jesus had an encounter with Zacchaeus.
Yesu azalaki na akont.
And he made a Zacchaeus.
Konta rande avec Zachary.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Zacchaeus.
Okay, praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And he made a proclamation to Zacchaeus. He said that today is salvation. Come to your house. Now this encounter happened while Jesus was heading towards Jerusalem. For the feast of Passover. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. He was heading towards Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And the Jews were expecting a Messiah. And Jesus had been doing miracles. Hallelujah. Amen. And so they were expecting him to come to Jerusalem and proclaim his kingdom. To declare himself king of the Jews. So that he will raise up an army that will drive out the Romans, and then the Jews will be free. They thought their problem was political. They thought the kingdom of God was a political kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen. And so they were very expectant.
Oosh.
I need to catch this thing. Okay, just a minute. Okay. Hallelujah. Amen. So they thought that the kingdom was about to appear. And when Jesus saw what was in their heart, he began to tell them this story. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he told them a story. He said that a king,
a noble man.
Yes, that is
a noble.
Hallelujah. Mm. Was going on a long journey. He was going on a far journey to receive a kingdom and then return back to his people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he called his people, the citizens, and said, I am going on a long journey, but I will return. I'm going to receive a kingdom and I will return back to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before he left, he gave them gifts. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, use this gift very well. When I come back, you will give account. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the Bible says when he left, the citizens of his kingdom, they came together and they had a meeting. Hallelujah. And they decided among themselves, we will not have this man to be our king again. Hallelujah. We will choose a king among ourselves. We will be independent. We don't want him again. So they wrote him a letter. I said, don't come back again. We can rule ourselves very well. We don't need you anymore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That was the decision they took. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They said, we will not have this man rule over us again. We don't want his rule. We want our own rule. That was a rebellion. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That was a rebellion. Now, a rebellion is a revolt against God's authority. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
They said, we won't have this man rule over us. Now, I'm going to read another scripture to you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let's go there quickly. And let's try and put all of these things together.
2 Thessalonians 2:2.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2. From verse 1 to verse 12.
De 1 à 12. 2 Thessaloniciens chapitre 2, verset 1 à 12.
Somebody read verse 1 to 12, 2 Thessalonians.
Deuxième livre des Thessaloniciens, nous disons le deuxième chapitre à partir du premier jusqu'au deuxième verset. Pour ce qui concerne l'avènement de notre Seigneur Jésus-Christ et notre réunion avec lui, nous vous prions, frères, de ne pas vous laisser facilement ébranler dans votre bon sens et de ne pas vous laisser troubler soit par quelques inspirations, soit par quelques paroles ou par quelques lettres qu'on dirait venir de nous, comme si le jour du Seigneur était déjà là. Que personne ne vous séduise d'aucune manière, car il faut que l'apostasie soit arrivée auparavant et qu'on ait vu paraître l'homme du péché, le fils de la perdition, l'adversaire qui se lève au-dessus de tout ce qu'on appelle Dieu ou de ce qu'on adore, jusqu'à s'asseoir dans le temple de Dieu, c'est proclamer lui-même Dieu. Ne vous souvenez-vous pas que je vous disais ces choses lorsque j'étais encore chez vous? Maintenant, vous savez ce qui le retient, afin qu'il ne paraisse qu'en son temps. Car le mystère de l'iniquité agit déjà. Il faut seulement que celui qui le retient encore ait disparu. Et alors paraîtra l'impie que le Seigneur Jésus détruira par le souffle de sa bouche et qu'il anéantira par l'éclat de son avènement. L'apparition de cet impie se fera par la puissance de Satan avec toutes sortes de miracles, de signes et de prodiges mensongers. Et avec toutes les séductions de l'iniquité, pour ceux qui périssent parce qu'ils n'ont pas reçu l'amour de la vérité pour être sauvés. Aussi, Dieu leur envoie une puissance d'égarement pour qu'ils croient au mensonge, afin que tous ceux qui n'ont pas cru à la vérité, mais qui ont pris plaisir à la justice, soient condamnés.
Alléluia. Praise the Lord. Paul was writing to the church in Thessalonica. Hallelujah. And it looked as if somebody had written them a letter before. Pretending as if that letter was from Paul. Saying that the kingdom of God and the day of the Lord had already come. And the people were confused. Hallelujah. Amen. They were confused. They say, if the kingdom has come, what about the dead who died before? Why are we still like this? So they were confused. And so when the news came to Paul, he wrote this letter. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. To, you know, clear their hearts. He said, don't mind any letter. Or anybody tell you that the day of the Lord has come. Say that day of the Lord has not come. Because before that day comes, something very fundamental must happen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. He said there will be a falling away. There will be a revolt. There will be a rebellion. Hallelujah. Amen. In the church. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Say that day shall not come. Except there be first a rebellion. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. It means to revolt from the truth. To go away from God's authority. Praise the name of the Lord. It is important. That is the mark That is the sign. Hallelujah. That the day of the Lord is near. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, there will be a rebellion. And then the man of sin will be revealed. Inside the temple of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So what is rebellion? Hallelujah. Rebellion means to turn away from God's authority.
Rebellion is ali ko baluka contre autorité ya Nzambe.
When God created man, man rebelled against God. He decided to do what he wanted to do. Not what God wanted. Hallelujah. He decided to do what he liked. He decided to choose, you know, do things for himself. Not follow the Spirit of God. And not follow the Word of God. Hallelujah. God said, the day you eat it, you will die. The devil said, you will not die. Hallelujah. So man had to decide who to believe. He had to take a position. And the Lord is asking you today, whose side are you on? Are you on God's side? Or are you on man's side? Man and the devil have already agreed together. Hallelujah. The devil engineers man to go his own way. He said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have gone every man to his own way. If you look out here today, 1 million and one churches.
1 million d'églises.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. 1 million and one churches.
1 million d'églises.
Every man with his own name. Every man going his own way. And the Lord said, we have all gone astray. Praise the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. He said, there will be a rebellion. What is this rebellion? Why this rebellion? What is the consequence of this rebellion? What is our responsibility as far as this rebellion is concerned? This is what we are going to look at this morning. Because it is very important. Your position matters. The stand that you take matters. The choice that you make matters. Because God is going to judge this rebellion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is going to judge this rebellion. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because as we see in Luke 19, the king came back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He came back. And he judged that rebellion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we see in Exodus 32, Moses came back. He judged that rebellion. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
As we see in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the Lord is coming back. He will also judge this rebellion. Praise the name of the Lord. So where will you stand? Where do you stand? What is your position? That is the question God is asking us. Praise the name of the Lord. Today we are living in a time when man has decided to go his own way. We have been talking about rebellion in the soul. When the soul decides not to submit to the Spirit, the soul will go his own way. And that is rebellion. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He said there is a rebellion. And then he says, second, that the man of sin will come into the temple of God. Who can tell me what is the temple of God? Where is the temple of God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a man of sin in the temple. Where is the temple? That man of sin is called the man of lawlessness. Man of iniquity, man of lawlessness. Hallelujah. A man who will do what he likes to do. Nobody can control him. Nobody can correct him. Nobody can stop him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are living in a time of rebellion. The whole world is under the spirit of rebellion. Your little child is under the spirit of rebellion. You tell the child to sit down, the child said, why? Hallelujah. Our young people are under the spirit of rebellion. They do what they like. They wear what they like. Hallelujah. Nobody can say, why are you doing this? Man is under a covering of rebellion today. And that rebellion has also entered into the church. And this is the burden in the heart of God today. This is the burden in the heart of God today. Because God must judge rebellion.
In the heart of God.
Hallelujah. God cannot abide with rebellion. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is founded upon the headship of Christ. God has given Christ to be head over all things. It is the purpose of God that all things should submit to Christ. Everything that will not submit to Christ, God will destroy. So we have a position to take. Hallelujah. It's one thing to be born again. It is one thing to be born again. It's another thing to be submitted to Christ. We must understand that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is rebellion in the homes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The husband is not loving the wives. The husband is running the home like a lord. He's not subject to the word of God. He's not subject to the spirit of God. He's ruining the home out of his own soul. So if his soul is full of violence, he afflicts the whole house with violence. If the soul is full of anger, the whole house is shaking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If the soul is full of pride, that house is dominated by pride. If the soul is full of adultery, Hallelujah. He brings strange women into the house. Rebellion is also in the heart of the wives. They do what they want to do. They are not submitted to their husbands. Hallelujah. Rebellion is in the heart of the children. They will not honor their parents. They will not listen to their parents. Rebellion is all over the world today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Governments are falling today. Because the people are agitating against government. Agitating against government. Hallelujah. You may think it is good politically, but that is also rebellion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it is also God at work, raising up kingdoms and throwing down kingdoms. Hallelujah. So he says that the man of sin will sit in the temple of God. The man of rebellion. The man of lawlessness. Who is the temple of God? Is it this building? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says you are the temple of the living God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are the temple of the living God. The man of sin is in the temple of God. Right there in the soul of a man, proclaiming himself to be God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Men have become gods unto themselves. And right inside the church, the temple of God, Men have become gods. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is no physical temple of God anywhere anymore.
Temple physique ya Nzambe za lisusu te.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That day Jesus gave up the ghost.
Mokolo oyo Yesu apesa ki mulimo.
The veil in the temple was rent from top to bottom.
Voile ekatana ki.
And God says, this arrangement is all over. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The day the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost, God took up residence in men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
From that day, the tabernacle of God, hallelujah, God began to dwell in men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when the Bible talks about the temple of God, know you not that you are the temple of God? God is saying that there is something within us that is rising up in rebellion against him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is what God is talking about today. This man of sin, this man of lawlessness. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Jesus rose up on high, the Bible says he gave gifts unto men, right? Just like that nobleman, he said, take 10 talents, 5 talents, 2, 1 talent. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they said, we will not have this man rule over us. How could they have said such a thing? Okay, how can we say such a thing? Have you ever met any man who says, any Christian who says that Jesus is not my Lord? Praise the name of the Lord. Have you met any? But Jesus said, it's not those who say, Lord, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But those who do the will of my Father. To know the will of the Lord and not to do it is rebellion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To know God's order and not to follow God's order is rebellion. It is a challenge over God's authority. God does not joke with his authority. When the devil challenged God's authority, God threw him out of heaven. Hallelujah.
Mm.
When Adam challenged God's authority, God threw him out of the garden. And I want to tell you that today men are challenging God's authority in the church. And God is going to throw them out of the place. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Because the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore, he does not change. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We see a situation today in the church when men are putting themselves in the place of God.
You
see that this man will sit in the place of God and declare himself to be God and decide to be worshipped like God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, whom the Lord will destroy, God is about to judge the church. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, having said this, we go back to our story. Exodus chapter 32. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The Bible tells us that Moses went up to receive a law, just like Jesus has gone up. He says, I go to the Father, but I will come back again to you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Something happened. The Bible tells us that the children of Israel began to gather around a man called Aaron. And they said, Aaron, make us gods. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Make us gods. As for this man Moses who has gone up, we don't know what has become of him. We can't see him again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need gods that we can see. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need gods that we can see. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Since the day that man fell, Since the day that man sinned. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Before man sinned, the things of the spirit were very clear to him. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He was relating with things that eyes could not see. His soul was receiving light from his spirit. A man was walking in that light. But since man fell and lost touch with the things of the spirit, man has sought to put his confidence in the things that he can see. He needs something to touch. He needs something to see. He can no longer relate to things he cannot see. That is what idolatry is. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So it was the same problem the children of Israel had in the days of Samuel and Saul. God was their king. God was an invisible God. But God was ruling Israel. Praise the name of the Lord. So Israel was a unique nation.
Israel is a unique nation.
They were a different nation. They didn't have any king. The other nations had kings. Praise the name of the Lord. They had no king. But the Lord spoke to them. The Lord directed them. The Lord led them. The Lord protected them. The Lord did everything for them. They lacked nothing. But they were busy looking at other nations. They saw their king. Hallelujah. Walking majestically. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And they felt we should have something like this. We need somebody to go before us. When we go to war, our king will go before us. And we'll follow him. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, when you are born again, God reconnects you back to Christ. The intention of God is to bring you into a relationship with the head. Not with any man. Are we together? Hallelujah. God wants to bring you into a relationship with the head. So that you have a personal relationship with the head. Not with any individual. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even the elders in the church, their ministry is to bring you into a relationship with the head. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is natural today. You know, when you have a problem,
problème,
you start looking for one big man of God to pray for you. God wants you to relate to him directly. If you have any need, you ask him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If there is any need you have, you can reach him direct and ask him. He said, I am the Lord that healed you. I will provide all your needs. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, come unto me, all you that labor. And I will give you rest. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But Israel was admiring the other nations. They forgot that they had to be a peculiar people. They had a problem because of their mentality. Their mind was still in Egypt. The Egyptians worshipped gods that can be seen. Gods that can be touched. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Israel was used to seeing that. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so they said, Aaron, make us gods. They went to Samuel and said, Samuel, make us a king. Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Make us a king. We want to be like other nations. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When you have a company, the company has a managing director. He has a big boss. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the kind of thing we want. I want somebody to be praying for me. Somebody to fast for me. Somebody to hear God for me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody to do all those things for me. So when they came to Samuel and said so, Samuel was grieved in his heart. And Samuel went to the Lord. Say, Lord, look at what the people are talking about. They have rejected me. God told Samuel. He said, it is not you that they have rejected. It is me that they have rejected. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you choose men in the place of God, you reject God. Hallelujah. God said they have rejected me that I should be king over them. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But go and tell them. Are you sure you want a king? Let me tell you the ways of a king. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said he will take your sons and make them his servants. He will take your daughters and make them his servants. Hallelujah. He will take a tenth of your fruits and make them his own. He will take one tenth of your land, all your tithes and your offerings, right inside his pocket. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, are you sure that's what you want? The people said, yes, we want a king. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to tell you today, sometimes I meet with a lot of Christians, they complain that their pastor is doing this and doing that. Hallelujah. They complain about the things going on in the church. I tell them, I say, that's what you want. Nobody tied a rope to your hand. Hallelujah. You have a responsibility concerning your soul. In Matthew chapter 24, when they were asking Jesus about the things to come at the end, the first thing Jesus told them, he said, let no man deceive you. It is your responsibility that no man deceives you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is your responsibility to make sure that no man deceives you. He said, many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. Hallelujah. They didn't say, I am Jesus. They say, I am Christ. The word Christ means the anointed one. I am the anointed one. Have you ever heard anybody talking like that? Come and see the anointed one. The anointed man of God. Say, many shall come in my name. Say, I am the anointed one. And shall deceive many. Praise the name of the Lord. Said, go ye not after them. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Israel wanted a king to be like other nations. Men today want kings. They want big men of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when you begin to choose like that, you are actually rejecting God. Hallelujah. Samuel said, God told Samuel, it is me that Israel has rejected by choosing a king. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But that was their choice. God gave them a king. When they saw that king, he said, you will regret choosing a king. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is rebellion. And God is in the process today of restoring the government of Christ in our lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He wants to restore the rule of Christ in your individual life. He says, you are not your own. Your life is not your own. You were bought with a price for a particular purpose.
na vie moko précis.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today you see a young man said, "My life is my own." Don't preach Bible to me. I want to do what I like. In his mind, his body is his own. Hallelujah. His soul is his own. And so he goes his own way. But that is rebellion. It is the same thing in the church too. When we reject God's order and make kings unto ourselves. Hallelujah. That is rebellion. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so God spoke to Moses. I said, go back. These people that you brought out of Israel have already started rebelling against you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
They have abandoned me and they have made strange gods unto themselves. In the book of Hosea, God said to the children of Israel, said, you made kings, I didn't know about it. Said, you made yourself kings. You chose kings. I did not know about it. Israel chose kings and God said, I didn't know about it. It's your business. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, they have made kings and I did not know. There are many things going on in the church today. God says, I have no business with this. I don't know about it. Praise the name of the Lord. But the time comes when I will have to judge this matter. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And so Moses had to start coming back. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible tells us that something very peculiar happened. When Moses got to the camp, he went and stood at the door of the camp. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you read your Bible, Exodus 32, it said Moses stood at the door. The gate of the camp. He refused to go inside. Because the camp was defiled. He said there was abomination in the camp. Jesus said in Matthew 24. That when you see this abomination in the camp. It is time to get out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is time to flee. If you forgot your dress in the camp. Forget about the dress. Flee.
Kima.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Flee to the mountain.
Kima matana ngomba.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
There is a gathering today.
Lelo ezali na ba rassemblement.
Taking place in the mountain. That mountain is called in spirit and in truth. It is where the Lord is gathering with his people. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter
23,
Jesus came to the temple as the king. He looked over
Jerusalem
and he wept over Jerusalem. He wept over Jerusalem. He said, "O Jerusalem, that killeth its prophet. I wanted to bring you under my covenant. I wanted to be your king. But you rejected me." Hallelujah.
Amen.
You refused me to be king over you. He said, "From today, your house will be left unto you desolate. You will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.'" Now, if you have your Bible and you look at the last verse in Matthew
23,
the Bible says Jesus walked out of the temple. Hallelujah. He departed from the temple. He left them with their religion. He left them with their pastors. He left them with their kings. He left them with their graven images. When he entered that temple, he saw those who were buying and selling. Those who are selling doves. Those who are making money. Hallelujah. He said, "My father's house was to be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers." Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus judged that temple twice in his lifetime. Two times. The first time, are we together, brethren? Are we together?
Amen.
The first time he entered that temple,
la première fois qu'il entre dans le temple,
he had whips in his hand. That was after he had been baptized with the Holy Ghost. He went in there and swept the whole place. Hallelujah. He said, my father's house is to be a house of prayer, but you have made it a place of merchandise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Into the word. The second time he entered was during the triumphant entry. He went straight to the temple again. This time his ministry was about to end. He said the same words, but with a different emphasis. He said, my father's house is to be a house of prayer, but now it has become a den of thieves. Before, it was just a house of merchandise, but now it is a den of robbers and thieves. He said, you will not see me again. And the Bible says he walked out. Hallelujah. He walked out. The Lord staged a walkout from the temple in protest against the abomination that was now occupying the place of God, against the man of sin that had not taken the place of God. Now, what I'm telling you is a very serious matter. Hallelujah. He says, when you see this abomination, sometimes God has to open your eyes to see the abomination. Before you see the abomination, you may be complaining. You may just think, well, maybe God will manage it. But when God opens your eyes, you will see the heart of God. You will see God's mind concerning this matter. Then you will realize that you need to do something about it. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so Jesus departed from the temple. Matthew 24 verse 1, we see him on top of Mount Olives. And his disciples began to gather around him. And they said, Lord, tell us, what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And he now begins to tell them things. Now, only those who walk up to that Mount Olives will hear what he is saying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to give you an assignment. You will go to the book of Ezekiel, probably start reading from chapter 7. Hallelujah. God called Ezekiel. Say, come, let me show you what is going on inside the temple. And he told Ezekiel, go and dig a hole in the temple and peek inside and look inside. Hallelujah. And Ezekiel dug a hole and he looked inside and he saw abominations. He saw all forms of unclean things right inside the temple. He said, this one is a small thing. Let me show you a greater one. Hallelujah. Then he showed him the big men of God, the leaders in the temple. They were backing the temple. They had their backs to the temple. And they were facing the sun. And they were worshipping the sun. Idolatry. Sun worship. Hallelujah. Pagan feasts. Worship of Easter. Christmas. Easter.
Baba Moi, Sanza,
Noel. In the temple of God. And he said, will I not punish them for this? He said, will I not judge them for this? Do you actually think that God will allow the things going on in the church to continue? The judgment of God is by the door. You must take your position. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must take a position concerning this matter. We are not to be attached to men. We must be attached to Christ. Hallelujah. Now, if you move on, the next chapter, God showed Ezekiel six men. They were armed with weapons. They were armed with swords for judgment. But before the men could go in, God called another man. That man was wearing an inkhorn with a pen. An inkhorn, that is a bottle of ink.
A bottle of
ink. Ink.
Encre.
Encre.
With a pen.
Yes, with a pen. Hallelujah. And he said, go in first into the city. Hallelujah. Go and find out all those who are sighing because of this thing.
Hallelujah.
Sign who are unhappy. Hallelujah. Who are grieved about this wickedness. Go and put a mark on their foreheads. Hallelujah. God is raising up a ministry today with an inkhorn to search out the people of God who are unhappy about this abomination, whose heart are grieved. Yes, who are not happy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I say, put a mark on their foreheads. Hallelujah. Because judgment is about to come. And as he was going on, the man was marking men in their foreheads. God is starting at his people at this time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a ministry that God is raising up to put mark on the foreheads of these people. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then after I said, those six men, now go in. Follow this man. Go into the city and slay. Hallelujah. And start with the elders in the sanctuary. Peter said that judgment will begin in the house of God. And it will start with the elders in the sanctuary. With the big men. Hallelujah. He said, slay. Young. Old. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, begin at my sanctuary. Praise the name of the Lord. Moses stood at the gate of the camp. He refused to enter the camp. He called into the camp. He said, who is on the Lord's side? It's time to come out. Now, many of us are still playing with religion today. Many of us are still hurting between two opinions. Many of us are still toying with something that God is about to judge. The Lord says, I should tell you. Who is on the Lord's side? Moses said, let him come out to me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let him step out. And the Bible said that day that the children, the sons of Levi came out. They came and stood with Moses. And they said, we are on the Lord's side. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
They came out of the camp. Moses says, take your sword. It is time for judgment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't look, oh friend. Father,
oh papa.
Mother,
oh mama.
Smite.
Boma.
That day, 3,000 men died. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was God's judgment in the church. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I feel in my heart that we need to declare this matter to us. For us to know that God is calling a people out. This matter must be very clear to all and sundry. It is not by force.
Ce n'est pas par la force.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God is trying to make his mind known and clear to you. You have a choice to continue with abomination.
Vous avez un choix. Soit vous continuez avec une abomination,
or you have a choice to stand with the Lord.
Soit vous continuez pas dans Zambie.
Hallelujah. Amen. And begin to follow God's way. It is not about denomination. A denomination. It's about the people who want to know what is in the heart of God, who want to follow God's way, who want to follow God's spirit, who want to walk in God's order. Praise the name of the Lord. Moses said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come out. God is making a call today. That call is going throughout Africa. There are men and women today who have a desire to walk with God and who have looked and seen that the abomination has entered into the church. Hallelujah. But God still has a program. God is calling men and women out to come onto the mountain. Hallelujah. And begin to worship the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Christ is taking back the headship of the church. He wants, first of all, he wants to be head over your own life. Hallelujah. He requires you to give up your own life. If you have been used to taking your own way, speaking your own words, doing your own thing, he says today that old man must die. Hallelujah. And a new head must come. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now I want to start running up by telling you another story. Hallelujah. It's the story of a young man called Absalom. 1 Kings chapter 15.
1 Rois chapter 15. Absalom.
Praise the name of the Lord. Am I correct? Yeah, sorry, 2 Samuel chapter. Yes, 2 Samuel.
Is that a change of Samuel? That day Samuel?
15.
Day Samuel 15.
2 Samuel 15.
Day Samuel chapter 15.
I will start from verse 1. Who will read? From verse 1 to verse... Okay, let him just continue and I'll tell him where to stop.
Et se tenait au bord du chemin de la porte. Et chaque fois qu'un homme ayant une contestation se rendait vers le roi pour obtenir un jugement, Absalom l'appelait et disait : de quel but es-tu ? Lorsqu'il avait répondu : je suis une des fils d'Israël, Absalom lui disait : vois ta cause est bonne et juste, mais personne de chez le roi ne s'effectuera. Absalom disait, qui m'établira juge dans le pays, tout homme qui aurait une contestation ou un procès viendrait à moi et je lui ferai justice. Et quand quelqu'un s'approchait pour se prosterner devant lui, il lui tendait la main et le saisissait en l'embrassant et l'embrassait. Absalom agissait ainsi à l'égard de tous ceux d'Israël qui se rendaient vers le roi pour demander justice. Absalom gagnait le cœur des gens d'Israël. Au bout de 40 ans, Absalom dit au roi, permets que j'aille à Hébron pour accomplir le vœu que j'ai vu à l'Éternel. Car ton serviteur a fait un vœu pendant que je demeurais à Guershur en Syrie. J'ai dit, si l'Éternel me ramène à Jérusalem, je servirai l'Éternel. Le roi lui dit, va en paix. Et Absalom se leva.
Je stoppe à verse 16.
Absalom envoya des espions dans toutes les tribus d'Israël.
Oh, 17. Just about verse 17.
Absalom règne à Hébron. 200 hommes de Jérusalem qui avaient été invités accompagnèrent Absalom et ils le firent en toute simplicité sans rien savoir.
Sajid Ali, can I go water?
Il envoya chercher à la ville de Guinée Achitophel, le Dilonite, conseiller de David. La conjuration devint puissante et le peuple était de plus en plus nombreux auprès d'Absalom.
Continuez jusqu'à 17.
Quelqu'un vint informer David et lui dit, le cœur des hommes d'Israël s'est tourné vers Absalom. Et David dit à tous ses serviteurs qui étaient avec lui à Jérusalem, levez-vous, fuyons, car il n'y aura point de salut pour nous devant Absalom. Hâtez-vous de partir, sinon il ne tardera pas à nous atteindre. Et il nous précipiterait dans le malheur et frapperait la ville du tranchant de l'épée. Les serviteurs du roi lui dirent, les serviteurs feront tout ce que voudra mon seigneur le roi. Le roi sortit et toute sa maison le suivait, et il laissa 10 concubines pour garder la maison. Le roi sortit et tout le peuple le suivait, et ils s'arrêtèrent à la dernière maison. Tous les serviteurs, tous les kérétiens,
ça va.
Ok. Alléluia. Alléluia. Now, this is a story of a young man called Absalom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But inside this story is a very deep mystery. It is also a story of something that happened long before man was created. It is also a story of something that is happening today. In our own lifetime. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This young man, Absalom.
Cet homme, Absalom.
His name means the peace of the father.
La paix du Père.
Hallelujah. The peace of the Father.
Kimia, ya papa.
But he did not bring peace to his father. Absalom brought trouble to his father. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now the Bible tells us a little about this man Absalom. He was the son of David the king. Hallelujah. He was not the first son. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was not the first son. But the father loved him so much. Because he was a very handsome man. He was very tall. And he was handsome. He had very long hair. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while he would cut his hair. And any day Absalom is going to cut his hair, Israel will gather together. Praise the name of the Lord. They were interested in the hair of Absalom. Hallelujah. The Bible says Absalom, there was no blemish in him. Praise the name of the Lord. Now if you read your Bible, you read Ezekiel chapter
28.
And God begins to speak about Satan before he fell. Hallelujah. You will find the story of Absalom there. He said, there was no blemish in you. He said, you are perfect in your beauty. In the day that you were created, there was no blemish in you until iniquity was found in you. Praise the name of the Lord. If you read Isaiah chapter 14, you will see what happened to Absalom. And what happened to the devil. The Bible calls him Hillel. Hillel.
Hillel.
Hillel was the name. Yes.
The name of the devil before,
yes, before he fell.
Down.
Yes. According to
Satan. Sorry?
You have Mike L.
The word that is translated Lucifer is the Hebrew word Hillel. Yes. What is translated Lucifer is actually the Hebrew word Hillel. Hallelujah. This was an archangel. A cherub. that God raised up, gave him so much glory and beauty. Hallelujah. Is a type of the church today, of the men of God today, that God has anointed. Praise the name of the Lord. That anointing went to his head. Hallelujah. He had so much glory, he felt he must be God. Hallelujah. And so instead of, you know, bringing men to worship God, he says, I will be like God. Hallelujah. I will ascend above the clouds. These clouds speak about the people of God. Hallelujah. I will ascend above the stars. The stars also speak about the people of God. I will ascend in the sights on the mountain, the sights of the north. I will be like the Most High. When a man begins to allow the anointing God has put upon his life to go to his head. Hallelujah. And he begins to put himself above God's people. Said, I am the head of the church. Hallelujah. This is my church. This is my congregation. Hallelujah. I am the chief here. Everybody takes order from me. He did not start today. Hallelujah. It did not start today. Say, I will be like the Most High. It says that the man of sin will sit in the temple of God and declare himself to be God. Today men are playing God. Hallelujah. Men are playing God. They are ruling over the people of God. This is contrary to God's order. Hallelujah. A lot of people believe today that once you have the anointing, you can do anything, and that no problem. He's a man of God. Hallelujah. Anything he does, say, he's a man of God. God's anointed. Hallelujah. The anointing is not a license to do whatever you like. Hallelujah. The book of Ezekiel says that man corrupted wisdom. Hallelujah. He had wisdom, but he twisted it. First, Paul said, we are not like those who corrupt the word of God. For what now? For money. Hallelujah. Did you hear what I said? God said, you corrupted your wisdom by reason of your anointing. Therefore, I will cast you away from the mountain of God. Praise the name of the Lord. We are not of those who pervert the word of God for gain. We are not of those who twist the word of God for gain. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So this being felt it was glorious. He felt it was glorious. And he said, let people begin to worship me. And no more God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he began to gather some of the angels against God. And some followed him in rebellion against God. And God judged him and cast him away from the mountain of God. Hallelujah. He went and he convinced Adam. Adam joined in rebellion against God. And God cast Adam away from the mountain of God. That same spirit is working today. The Bible calls it the mystery of iniquity. That is working in the church today. Drawing men in rebellion against God. Causing men to put themselves in the position of God. And to begin to rule over the people of God. Hallelujah. It is rebellion against God. In Matthew chapter 20. Hallelujah. There was a woman, the mother of James and John.
Mama ya Jacques na Jean.
She took her two children and brought them to Jesus. She was looking for position for them. Hallelujah. This one will be pastor. This one will be assistant pastor. Hallelujah. Jesus said, woman, you don't know what you're asking. Hallelujah. When the other disciples had it, their heads went crazy. They said, ah! So Jesus called all of them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said, let me tell you something. Among the politicians,
parmi les politiciens,
among the people of the world,
parmi
how you know their leaders? Are the ones who sit in the front seat. Who walk like this? Hallelujah. Who boss it over the people? Who give instructions? Hey, you come here. Hey, you do this. That's how you know them. Say, but with you, it must not be so. Whoever is great among you, let him be your servant. How you will know the leaders? They are the ones who serve. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is God's order. There is man's order. And there is God's order. And God says, it shall not be so among you. You must not copy their ways. Hallelujah. This Hillel wanted to be heard. To sit above the people of God. To rule over the people of God. Hallelujah. This was the problem of this young man called Absalom. Absalom was the son of a king. But he was not the king. Hallelujah. Yeah. There was a king. Absalom was the son of a king. But he had a plan. While the king was still alive. Absalom wanted to be king. So he began to plan. The Bible says he got 50 horses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he got some men to be around him. Praise the name of the Lord. When Absalom is walking, men are walking behind him. He's feeling very important. The pastor has come. The bishop has come. Hallelujah. And nobody knew what was in the heart of Absalom. Even the men who were around him did not know what was in the heart of Absalom. But Absalom had a plan. Hallelujah. To take over the throne. The next thing he did was he went and made his own throne. Hallelujah. And went and put it near the throne of David. At the gate of the palace. Praise the name of the Lord. When men come to see the king, before they can see the king, Absalom will call them. Hallelujah. I said, I'm here. Hallelujah. The king is very busy. He doesn't have time to see you. In fact, you can't even see him. He is too, you know, you're not important enough to see him. And he will call them. What's your problem? Tell me your problem. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The people are supposed to see the king. The king will give them justice. The king will meet their needs. The king can solve their problems. But he tells them that the king is busy. In fact, the king is old. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then Absalom will call them. Then he will kiss them. Oh, my brother, how are you? God bless you. Hallelujah. And he will draw them to himself. Say, what's your problem? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know the thing with Absalom. Anything the man told Absalom, whatever was the man's case, Absalom will say, your case is right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your case is right. You are right. If the man was beating his wife 24 hours a day, Absalom said, that woman is stupid.
Is too what?
Stupid.
Hallelujah.
I'm sure she must be making you angry every day. Hallelujah. In fact, you should beat her more.
I don't understand you.
I said,
I'm lost, you know.
That's what it makes sense.
I'm lost, you know.
Oh, okay. Okay, praise the Lord.
That whatever case they will come to Absalom,
you
are right.
You are right.
Even if you are wrong.
Even if you are wrong, you will say you are right.
Yes. Thank
you. Ouais. Problème des années, Absalom, Azalaki, attache au Kosali, m'avait oué pas naïe, à mon père, ça y a raison. Ce qu'on a dit complètement, moi, sinon, pendant 24 heures de la journée, après, nous sommes Bakissa, aux abouts, on était bête, juste malin.
Alléluia. Alléluia. So what about the man said, absolutely, you are right. So this represents the kind of ministry that we have today. That will tell the people what they like to hear. Hallelujah. The man will go home.
Say,
this is the kind of king that we want. Hallelujah. Because David would have rebuked the man. How dare you beat your wife? God says, husbands, love your wives. Hallelujah. That no man hates his body. No man, you know, every man will nourish and cherish his body. And here you are beating your wife. In fact, David will call his right hand man, say, give him 24 lashes.
The right hand?
David will call one of his soldiers to beat the man.
David has like ceux qui aux alina to on dengwana akobenga soda na ye abeti si ofim.
So the people liked Absalom.
But basepela kinde na Absalom.
Hallelujah. Paul said that in these latter times,
Pierre alobi na Nicolas Suka, Paul alobi na Nicolas Suka,
that men will depart from the truth.
Bato bako tika vérité.
They will not endure sound doctrine. They will go and gather themselves teachers who will tell them the kind of things they want to hear. So you have churches today that are full of people because they like to hear wonderful things. All of you are millionaires. Tomorrow you will buy a Jeep. Hallelujah. And they say, yes, that's Absalom, we like him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, because of this, Absalom stole the heart of the children of Israel. The heart of the children of Israel were no longer towards their king. It was now towards
Absalom.
Hallelujah. Men will not tell you what God told them. They will tell you what their pastor said. My pastor said this. My pastor said that. They fear their pastor more than God. They will serve their pastor more than God. Hallelujah. That is the spirit of
Absalom.
It is the spirit of rebellion. They didn't know what Absalom was planning. They did not know what Absalom was planning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Absalom saw he had now got the heart of the people, he now went and organized a big conference. A big crusade. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he put men in different parts of Israel. He says, when you hear the trumpet, then say, Absalom is king. Absalom reigns.
Absalom a
régné. Hallelujah. Now the Bible said there were 200 men who went with Absalom. But they went in their ignorance. They didn't know what Absalom was planning. They did not know there was rebellion against the king. There are many today in the churches. Hallelujah. Who are moving with the churches. But they do not know that it is rebellion against God. Hallelujah. So they went in their ignorance. Don't be ignorant. Hallelujah. Do not be ignorant. Because there is God's order. And there is man's order. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When the message came to
David,
hallelujah, that the hearts of the people are with Absalom. David took a position immediately.
David a joué position
immédiatement. He said he called those who are with him in Jerusalem. Those who were very close to him. Those who were in a close relationship with him.
Say,
pack your bags. Let us go. Let us get out of this place. Hallelujah. It is time to move, brother. It is time to move with the Lord. Hallelujah. Because Absalom is taking over Jerusalem. The spirit of rebellion is taking over the church. And God is saying, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come out to me. Hallelujah. We're in a time when certain decisions must be made about whether we want to go with God or whether we still want to play religion. Hallelujah. It is the headship of Christ or the headship of man. Praise the name of the Lord. There was something peculiar that Moses did when he returned. Now the Bible says he took that image of gold, that golden calf, and break it into pieces. He smashed it to powder. He ground it to pieces. And he went to the water and poured it into the water. And he brought the children of Israel. Every man, come and drink. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you ever wondered why he did that? Praise the name of the Lord. Now you need to go to Numbers chapter 5. You can write that down. Numbers chapter 5. Hallelujah. And Moses called it the trial of jealousy.
Moïse a benga ki yango
Okay. Like a court. Now when somebody is going to court to be tried.
Un procès de la jalousie.
Okay. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When a man suspects his wife of, you know, unfaithfulness. Numbers chapter 5. He will bring the woman to the priest. He said, I suspect my wife, she has been unfaithful to me. Hallelujah. And the priest will go to a blackboard and write the curses of the law upon that blackboard. Then use water and wash it off the board. And pour the water inside a bowl. Hallelujah. And then it will be brought to the woman. And the woman will say, if I have been unfaithful to my husband, when I drink this water, let it cause my bowels to rot away. Hallelujah. But if I have not been unfaithful, when I drink this water, this water will help me to conceive and bring forth a child. Hallelujah. So the word of God that you are hearing today is also a trial. It is putting all of us on trial. It is testing us for our faithfulness to God. Hallelujah. If our hearts have been faithful to God, if we have not partaken of this rebellion, this word we are hearing will make us fruitful in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It will produce life in us. Praise the name of the Lord. Moses caused all of them to drink it. After drinking the water, hallelujah. Some people will be rejoicing. And some people will be crying. I don't know what is happening in your heart right now as you're hearing this word. Hallelujah. If you have set your heart to walk with God and to be faithful with God, this word will bring a joy to your heart. Hallelujah. But if you have set your heart to follow man, this word will be a grief in your heart. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. At the end of the day, there was a war.
Nasuka, il y avait la guerre.
And Absalom died.
Absolument.
Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. Those who followed him died. And David returned back again to Israel. And took over his kingdom. The Lord is returning back to the church. But he's coming back to judge this system. Hallelujah. He's coming back to recover the hearts of his people. From the spirit of rebellion. Some of us have been attached to men. Some of us have been attached to denominations. But we must be attached to Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must be attached only to Christ. Not to men. We cannot afford to be like Jonathan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, Saul was anointed of God. But Saul went into rebellion. Hallelujah. The Bible said that Saul died because of his rebellion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God has already anointed another man,
David.
As I'm talking to you today, God is raising up his anointed. Hallelujah. There is a David company that God is raising up today. Nobody knows them. Hallelujah. They are hiding in caves. Perhaps this place is a cave, I don't know. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. They are hiding in caves. But Saul is still walking about, king. But the Lord has rejected him. In fact, an evil spirit is troubling him. So sometimes Saul does some very strange things. Sometimes he does some very strange things. If you make him very angry. If you make him very angry. Or he feels you are threatening his church. He has one very serious javelin.
What do you mean javelin?
Spear.
Javelot.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lance.
Lance.
Azalaki na likonga.
The lance is kept by the altar. By the altar in the church. Hallelujah. He will use it against you. Praise the name of the Lord. Saul wants to build his kingdom.
Saul,
if he sees any young man that has anointing,
he'll
say, come and join my church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God has rejected him. Some of us are still like David inside the church of Saul. When the evil spirit begins to disturb Saul, and they will call David, they will begin to play. And Saul will come back to normal.
It
looks as if everything is back to normal. But God has rejected Saul. Jonathan was a friend of David. He loved
David.
In fact, he knew that the kingdom had changed. He saw the vision of God very clearly. But he was still attached to Saul. He was hoping that Saul would change. Some of us hope that the system will change. We hope that our churches will change. When Jonathan should have left, he did not leave.
Sorry.
He did not leave.
Jonathan kenda kite.
Hallelujah. Unfortunately for him.
Malheureusement pour lui.
When Saul died.
Tangu Saul akufaki.
Jonathan also died.
Jonathan akufaki.
Hallelujah. Don't be like Jonathan. Because God is in the process of judging his church today.
Parce que Zambe azamba za na processus ya ko juger l'église lelo.
God has already started shaking the nations.
Zamba sa bandi ko bouger ba nation.
That is just the beginning.
Wale za juste commencement.
Judgment will start with the church.
Jugement commence dans l'église.
God is also about to shake the church.
Zambe alinga ningi l'église.
Who is on the Lord's side? God is making a call today. I want to refer us to Revelation chapter 18. I will see if I can start running up with that. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's read from verse 1. Chapter 18 from verse 1. To verse 5.
On va dire verset 1, si dans le 5e verset.
Disons du 1er au 5e verset. Après cela, je vis descendre du ciel un autre ange qui avait une grande autorité et la terre fut éclairée de sa gloire. Il cria d'une voix forte, disant, elle est tombée, Babylone la grande. Elle est devenue une habitation des démons, un repère de tout esprit impur, un repère de tout oiseau impur et aux dieux. Parce que toutes les nations ont bu du vin de la fureur de son impudicité, et que le roi de la terre se sont livrés avec elle à l'impudicité, et que les marchands de la terre se sont enrichis par la puissance de son luxe. Et j'entendis du ciel une autre voix qui disait, sortez du milieu d'elle, mon peuple, afin que vous ne participiez point à ses péchés, et que vous n'ayez point de part à ses fléaux, car ses péchés se sont accumulés jusqu'au ciel, et Dieu s'est souvenu de ses iniquités.
Ok, stop there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, John said he saw a mighty angel coming down from heaven.
Jean alobi amonaki ange yanguya kuta na lola.
Having great power.
Azaki na nguya ya makasi.
Now, this angel speaks about a ministry that God is raising up.
Ange oyezali kolobela ministere onzamba zotele misa.
With a word to the church.
Oye na liloba kat neglise.
About the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God begins to speak about Babylon. You may wonder, what is Babylon? Hallelujah. What is Babylon?
Babylon is an name.
Now the first time that word is used in the Bible.
La première fois que mot où Babylon est utilisé dans la Bible.
Is in Genesis chapter 11.
Is in Genesis chapter 11.
Hallelujah. When God created the nations.
Quand nous avons créé qui la nation.
And the Bible says that as men began to move away from the east.
And
the Bible, the east speaks about the presence of God. Hallelujah. Men began to depart from God's presence. And they said, let us build ourselves a tower. That will reach unto heaven. He says, let us make a name for ourselves. Praise the name of the Lord. Men began to make their own plans. They began to carry out a project for their own glory. Hallelujah. They put God out of the picture. When men begin to leave the purpose of God, and personal interest begins to take over. Hallelujah. When men want to make a name for themselves in the things of God, hallelujah, then Babylon has come in. Now, what did God do? In fact, the Bible said that instead of using stone, they used brick. Stone is a natural substance. Something God has made. God said the temple is built with stone. But they made their own of brick. Something they decided to make for themselves. Hallelujah. They were building for their own glory. Paul said that many seek their own interest, not the interest of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They are seeking their own plan. See, their God is their belly. Their mind cannot
think.
Hallelujah. And God said, let me come and see what they are doing. God is about to come down to the church to inspect what you are doing in your own life. He will inspect what you are doing in your own family. He will inspect what you are doing in your own local assembly. Hallelujah. And God judged them. And He scattered their language. Praise the name of the Lord. So some people became ABC denomination. There are people who became XYZ denomination. They say, we like this pastor, we will follow him. This one say, we like this pastor, we will follow him. So people followed whichever language you understand, that's the one you follow. And God scattered all of them. And the place was called Babel. Babel means confusion. That was the beginning of the kingdom of man. When man begins to establish his own kingdom apart from God, something that used to be in God's purpose, man has now hijacked it. It is called Babylon. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm. And so an angel, this ministry began to speak to the people. And brethren, I believe we have a word for you today. That Babylon is falling. Babylon is falling.
Babylon.
That which used to be operating in the heavens has now crashed down to the earth. The church that was once spiritual is now carnal. Money has now become the name of the game. Politics has become the name of the game. Personal pride has become the name of the game.
Personal what?
Pride. And he says that the church has become full of all kinds of unclean spirits. There is nothing that is in the world that is no longer, that is not in the church today. And God is saying, come out of her, my people. God is calling the people out of religion. He's calling the people out of, you know, self. He's calling them out of religious institutions. He's calling them out of people's religious empires. He's calling them out of religious business. And he's calling them unto himself. He says, who is on the Lord's side? Jesus is saying, come out unto me. Come out unto me. Come and follow me. Come and follow me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, come out now. Because I'm about to judge. Come out of her, my people. So that you don't partake of the plagues.
For
our sins have reached unto heaven. God has been quiet for a while. God will not judge until the cup is full. But the cup is full. Hallelujah. We do not need to talk about the things that men are doing today in the name of God. But we're saying that God says he will no longer tolerate it. He said because the name of God is being blasphemed among the Gentiles today. Hallelujah. He said, come out of her, my people. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so this is God's call to you. I have delivered to you what God is giving to me to give to you. It is now your responsibility. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To decide what to do with it. But Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 51, says that Babylon used to be a golden cup in the hand of God. Hallelujah. See that Babylon was once a golden cup. It was once a vessel of honor in God's hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But now, it is in the hands of a woman. In Revelation chapter 17, we see a woman riding upon a horse, a beast. She had a golden cup in her hand, full of abomination. Hallelujah. That golden cup was once in the sanctuary of God. Hallelujah. Something happened. Something went wrong. If you read the book of Ezra, hallelujah. When Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, captured Israel, he went into the sanctuary of God. Nebuchadnezzar was the king of
Babylon.
He was the spirit that was ruling in Babylon. He went into the house of God. Took the vessels of gold. Vessels that were meant to honor God.
And
carried them into Babylon. And his son took these vessels and was drinking wine and giving glory to gods of wood and gold and silver.
These
vessels are the people of God. People that Jesus bought for himself. Religious systems and human beings have taken God's people and are now using them to give honor to silver and gold, silver and dollar, and to worship them. While the man was still doing that feast, a hand began to write upon the wall. Hallelujah. It says, mene, mene, tekel, ofasen. There is a handwriting on the wall. Many have seen the handwriting, but many do not understand what it means. I want to close by telling you what it means. It says, your kingdom, you have been weighed on the scale, and you have been found wanting. Today, God is weighing the church on the scale, and brethren, we have been found wanting. Hallelujah. Every one of us,
yes.
Every one of us must give serious thought to this matter. The time for religion is over. The time for religious sympathy is over. God says the vessels of the Lord must be returned back to the sanctuary of the Lord. Hallelujah! A time came when God raised a man called Cyrus. Cyrus issued a decree.
Cyrus in the French. What is it?
Cyrus, just Cyrus. Cyrus.
What Cyrus?
He said, return these vessels back to Jerusalem. God is returning the vessels back to the house of the Lord. You have to decide for yourself whether you are a vessel that will be used to honor gods of silver and gold, or whether you be a vessel of honor unto the Lord. Hallelujah. The choice is ours. I pray that the Lord will give you the wisdom and the strength and the ability to make the right choice. God bless you.
Jésus est Seigneur, il est sorti du tombeau, avec nous avons la vie en lui, nous avons la victoire, bénissons le Jésus, pour adorer le Seigneur, Aleluia, 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 alelu